This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There are just 4 days left until America finally gets to decide this thing. And on three of those days, either the presidential candidates or their very top surrogates will be in New Hampshire. Today, Donald Trump and Chelsea Clinton were in the Granite State. On Sunday, Hillary Clinton will be there, as will Ivanka Trump. And on Monday, Donald Trump closes his campaign in Manchester, and President Barack Obama puts in a final push for Clinton in Durham. That is how important New Hampshire and its four electoral votes has become in the final days of this election. Joining us now is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. He was at Donald Trump's rally today in Atkinson. Anthony, it's good to have you back.
Good to be here, Meghna.
Okay, so what was it like? What was Donald Trump's message today to Granite State voters?
Well, this was kind of a closing argument and a relatively disciplined speech for Donald Trump. I say relatively. He's hitting Clinton very hard on the questions about her emails and the fact that the FBI is again looking into that. The Trump campaign knows that this story has coincided with a tightening of the polls, perhaps contributed to that tightening. So he's hitting her hard, calling her guilty of a massive criminal enterprise and cover-up. Of course, there's no evidence of anything like that, but it plays well to this crowd. Beyond that, Meghna, he laid out his program. You know, tear up trade deals, bring back jobs, though he doesn't say exactly how. Cut taxes on business, cut taxes on the middle class, though we know that his tax program would primarily benefit the very rich like him. He promises to get tough on illegal immigration, build that wall, and with 4 days to go, he's back here in New Hampshire urging people to vote for him on Tuesday.
Yeah, and he also talked about how important New Hampshire is to his chances to win the White House. Let's listen.
One of the big commentators, political commentators, was, I thought I'd tell you, it's only good for your ego, but just said, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. It's interesting.
So, Anthony, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. Does Donald Trump have a point there?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there are many paths to the White House that are available to Hillary Clinton without New Hampshire. It's true that New Hampshire could be a necessary part of Donald Trump's strategy to win the White House. For example, I mean, what he needs to do is basically to win all of the traditionally red states, basically all the states that Mitt Romney won. Then he needs to win, sort of run the table on a bunch of toss-up states, states like Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, where he's ahead, Iowa, Arizona, Nevada. If he won all those states, some of which Hillary Clinton still has leads in, he would still need three or four or maybe five more electoral votes. So in that scenario, New Hampshire would be absolutely crucial to him. Mm. And that's why he's here. And that's why the Democrats are paying so much attention to it, because this was part of Hillary Clinton's firewall, but now it's one of the most competitive states in the country.
Right. Well, you obviously were at the Trump rally today speaking with voters in the crowd. What were you hearing? What did they tell you?
Well, this was sort of an unusual event because it was a fairly small venue. Trump is capable of drawing big, big crowds. He was in a fairly small room that held, I would say, several hundred people, not more. I spoke to a bunch of them. Some of them were from New Hampshire. A bunch of them had made the trip up from Massachusetts. And not surprisingly, at a Trump event, there was a lot of enthusiasm for him, lots of chants against Hillary Clinton along the lines of lock her up, lock her up. And so that's what it was. And as I said, he pretty much presented the closing argument, and the folks here pretty much ate up his arguments.
Right, and Ivanka Trump will be there on Sunday, and Donald Trump, just to confirm, Anthony, is closing his campaign on Monday back in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned Ivanka Trump is going to be here. Hillary Clinton is going to be in New Hampshire on Saturday. And President Obama will also sort of close out the Democratic campaign on Monday as well, the day before the election. So lots of focus on New Hampshire in the 4 days that remain. Mm.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks speaking to us from Atkinson, New Hampshire. Anthony, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Magna.
Well, as for Hillary Clinton's campaign, her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, was in New Hampshire today. She made stops on two college campuses at Keene State and Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, where she held rallies and get out the vote events.
Whether you care most about anything that's been discussed here or hasn't been discussed here today, please use that to drive you to the polls, or walk to the polls, or bike to the polls, or however you get to the polls. Because, as you've already heard today, we don't want to wake up on November 9th and think that we could have done more.
Well, Boston Globe political reporter Victoria McGrane was in Keene, New Hampshire today, and she joins us now. Victoria, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, glad to be here.
It's great to have you. So we heard that little bit of tape there of Chelsea Clinton really pushing the get out the vote efforts in New Hampshire. What was the atmosphere like amongst Clinton supporters at the Keene rally?
So there were about 300 sort of die-hard Clinton supporters. You know, to show up to an event like this, you're already convinced. And so they were very excited about Clinton, but at the same time, there was a lot of anxiety in that room, given the tightness that are of the polls. One woman told me she was just shocked that at this point it's this close after Clinton had had a lead. So a lot of people who are, you know, committed to canvassing and phone banking and volunteering in New Hampshire in these last few days to help Clinton get over the line.
Yeah, so you mentioned those polls. We had a WBUR poll and then the Boston Globe Suffolk University poll finding that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are essentially tied in New Hampshire now. Do you get a sense that that dead heat has changed Clinton's campaign strategy in New Hampshire or only sharpened their focus in terms of getting out the vote on Tuesday?
I would say the latter. I mean, New Hampshire is going to be an interesting test of Donald Trump's theory, sort of dismissiveness throughout his campaign of the traditional infrastructure, the ground game. Clinton has a very robust ground game, much more robust so than Donald Trump in New Hampshire and in swing states across the country. So we're going to see whether that enthusiasm that won Donald Trump the primary is enough to get his supporters to the polls without that traditional get-out-the-vote effort. And on the other hand, you know, from the Clinton campaign hearing, you know, they always thought it was going to be tight. Maybe, you know, after that last debate, they thought, okay, maybe it won't be so tight. But they've all, you know, since back in April, have been planning and plotting on how to deal with a tight race, so they feel like they're prepared and they're just, you know, kicking their machine into high gear.
Yeah. So Hillary Clinton herself will be there this weekend. And on Monday, they're sending the person who may be the most popular Democrat in the country right now, President Barack Obama. Does he still have the kind of star power to really energize New Hampshire Democrats?
I guess we will see, won't we? that, you know, Michelle Obama was also here in New Hampshire, and, you know, her approval ratings are even higher than her husband.
True.
So they are pulling out all the stops. We've also seen that the whole family, both families, both the Clintons and the Obamas, will close out the election altogether in Philadelphia, which is another must-win swing state where the ground game, like New Hampshire, there's not early voting. It's another place where that, you know, Monday is a big deal getting out the vote. So they're pulling out all the stops.
Well, that's Victoria McGrane. She's Boston Globe political reporter. She was in Keene, New Hampshire today at a rally held by Chelsea Clinton in support of her mother, Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Victoria, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we come back, we'll pick up the conversation with our Week in Review panelists, so stick around for that. We'll be back in 60 seconds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.